Look at the look on Pam's face.
I think I know where.
Okay, I'll wait for your cue.
Thanks. Should I close the door?
Sure.
Right. Oh, I was just gonna pull those up. I thought we might have a hard copy here, but we don't, so.
I'm just getting organized. Just give us a second. You don't need a week like that every week.
Okay.
But I won the handicap at our club.
Still worried.
Okay.
At first. And then thank you. When you see her, just scratch off the appropriate number in there and I just want to tell her to spot it. Thank you, Faye. I appreciate it. No, she can park any meter spot with that. But she just had to write scratch today's date on it.
Here we go, Barbara. That's past that sign.
Okay.
Yeah, no, she had it.
So, Dr. Beck, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Very good. I just want you to know that we had a little work done on the chairs in this conference room, and we don't think you'll have all that extra noise now. So I hope you're not hearing
Wonderful.
Anything.
We're not. You're extremely quiet.
No squeaky chairs.
No squeaky chairs.
No squeaky chairs.
Shall we
coordinate
the meeting?
Yeah. So, I don't know, Joe, do you have the open session slides ready to go? Just want to make sure of that. Pam, do you want to welcome?
Yes, I want to welcome everybody. We kind of just blew into the room here. It's kind of getting everything booted up, but... Welcome to everyone. I think, again, as long as we're using the video conferencing, let's go around the three rooms to make sure we know who all is here. So I will, well, let's see. Susan, you're going to call the roll. Is that the easiest thing to do, and then we'll go around?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Oh,
Dr. Beck.
Present.
Mr. Benson.
Here.
Dr. Verbulis.
I'm here.
Dr. Campbell. Mr. Carrasquillo.
Here.
Mr. Estrada.
He'll be here at 2 o'clock today.
Okay. Dr. Graff.
Here.
Ms. Kendall.
Here.
Dr. Cook.
Here.
Mr. Montgomery.
Here.
Ms. Phyllis.
Here.
Dr. Ransby.
Here.
Ms. Rutter.
Here.
Ms. Smart.
Here.
Ms. Strobel.
Here.
Dr. Villegas.
Here.
Dr. Walden.
Here.
Mr. Infantis.
Present.
Dr. Zerwick, I believe, is on the way. Thank you.
Did I hear someone say that Rick Estrada's due at 2?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. All right. I think that's the only person we're missing here in Chicago.
Where are we expecting Julie Zerwick?
Here in Urbana.
Oh, in Urbana.
Yeah, okay, because there wasn't a name plate here, so I was... guessing that she was arriving somewhere else. Okay, very good.
All right, well, that probably does take care of going around the rooms. I think now we know who is here, so we can move forward. We do need to approve the minutes of the meeting of August 20th, and those have been submitted for all of us to review. Are there any questions or comments on the minutes? No? All right, then. Let's have a motion to approve the minutes, please.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, for the minutes, I need to know who made the motion.
Sure.
Jill Smart.
Thank you. And Mr. Montgomery was a second.
I'll accept that.
Thank you.
That's automatic.
It was a tie.
Okay, it would be helpful if we could now have a motion for our executive.
Well, we want to go through a couple of slides about where we are in the process.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So, Joe, if we could have the slides. And we'll go to the first slide with content. Just a reminder, as usual, to get started, that we're looking for the best person in the country for this job. And I think we're making good progress. So next slide, please. So what's happened since we last met in August? We have spent quite a lot of time on the telephone. We've talked to a lot of prospects, and we continue to add names at some level to that list, and we will be talking about how to bring that process to a good conclusion a bit later in the executive session. We also continue to have really good discussions with a lot of the leaders in higher education in the country. And so that has also been an important part of our activities. And I think there's probably one more. Joe, if you wouldn't mind. So we can just go through the process in a little bit more detail in terms of identifying prospects. We have, of course, taken all of the nominations and committee suggestions and gone through that list. We've contacted quite a lot of people. There have also been the suggestions from these leaders that I mentioned. We've gotten good support from Parker with a number of possibilities. And in addition to all of these suggestions, we've looked at various lists of presidents, chancellors, provosts, people in research, and so on, from a variety of different institutions, kinds of institutions, sizes of institutions, university, government, business, and non-governmental organizations as well. So we've I think done a pretty thorough job of looking for the best people in this search. And so to take it to the next step, then we've made these telephone contacts. Parker has reached out to some of the people that they knew and made some initial contacts for us. And in other cases, Pam and I have simply talked directly to the candidates, sometimes on more than one occasion. And that, I think, found in the past is really important to help the candidacy develop. The key thing, I think, for this process is to find a good fit. And that means having the candidates think through the position and where they are in their careers and so on. Is it a good fit for them? And similarly on our side, we have to learn about the candidates and what their capabilities are and find out whether, or decide for ourselves, whether it's a good fit on our side as well. And that's why these conversations, I think, are so very important. So if we can go, I think, maybe to the last slide. We will talk about these folks that we've been in touch with in the executive session. So that's the plan for the meeting. Do you have comments to add to that, Pam?
No, I have one thing I will say, and then we'll ask for a motion to go into the executive session. It's the more I get into the process, the more I look forward to the discussion with the committee. Because I think that's the value of a committee and the value of all the different opinions and different perspectives. And you know, Doug and I are we've had hours of conversations now with people, but to be able to share that with you and get your feedback, and then, you know, as we all, as a group, move the process forward is something that I'm very much looking forward to. So, having said that, it would be helpful for us to have a motion to go into the executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
Susan, that was reversed.
Thank you.
Mr. Montgomery was quickest on the draw.
And the motion, I should say, this is to consider university employment or appointment-related matters. So we have the motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed say nay. Thank you.